Welcome. This is Dr. Joy Peterson. I am a licensed spiritual healer and coach and author of Wisdom of the Guardian, Treasures from Archangel Michael to Change Your Life. I have been channeling mostly using automatic writing since the early 90s. I also work with an international clientele, and during our session, sometimes audibly channel an ascended master or archangel. I do these monthly calls and guided as to the subject to do. As with this subject, I don't normally do research on the subject. I ask what my heavenly colleagues wish me to convey to you. And as I work mostly with Archangel Michael, it was he who asked me to do this call on Ascended Masters. It wasn't until yesterday that I sat down to take dictation as to what they wanted said. I started with the Ascended Masters coming through as a group energy with their message. And then this morning, Archangel Michael said he would do the welcome. So we will begin with his message as follows. Welcome to tonight's call. I asked Joy to do the topic of Ascended Masters this month because of the relevance to your lives at this time. They are here supporting you in ways that you cannot imagine. They assist me and others who are also here to help you. We have so much support available to you that you would be amazed. You usually miss out on the opportunity to receive this help because you are not tuned into the energies that help you connect. One of the benefits of ascending is that you can have a better opportunity to connect with those on the other side of the veil, which is thinning by nature. Because of this ascension process, all are participating in one way or another at this time. The earth continues to ascend, as do you, in whatever way you are ready, willing, and able. The opportunity to ascend has been presented to all. Not all will take the leap or open yourselves to the possibility. Many are stuck in the old ways of thinking and doing. Those ways may have served you well once upon a time. They may not be serving you well now. There has been much fear from the ways and thinking of the past. Fear holds you back from ascending as well as living a life of increased possibility. There is much possible to you now that wasn't until this period of time when the earth ascended out of darkness into the light. Now you have a warm breeding ground for much possibility that lied dormant here until the light was embraced. As the earth's inhabitants awaken to the light, they will receive more blessings than was possible prior to that awareness. Awareness brings opportunity to newness. By continuing to live under the guise of what once was, you continue to live in the past, repeating that which has already served or not served you when things were different. Things are now different, but by bringing the old ideas forward, you perpetuate the past and block the future potential that lies before you. We embrace you. We are there for you. We surround you. We help you, but only to the degree by which you allow us to do so. It is up to you what you allow and receive into your embrace and into your life. We call forth much assistance from throughout the galaxy to assist you at this time. There is much resistance yet on this planet that blocks the enormous assistance available to you at this time. We wish for you to gain access to knowledge that will make your lives easier. We wish to give you gifts that will allow you to unfold your own existence to express new avenues of operation and realities. There is much learning to take place, but we need your listening, open to receive the teachings we have for you to make your lives easier and more fulfilling. As you open, evolve, and ascend, we can provide you new tools to make your lives easier. It is much easier the more you ascend. What we have in store for you would delight the biggest skeptic, but the skepticism and fear holds back our ability to give to you or even help you out of the deepest hole in which you lie. So many doubt our existence, and yet the angels existed long before humanity. The humans here on Earth, by and large, forgot their origins. Their memories, to an extent, wiped clean to come into this existence to experience Earth's dimension. The opportunity exists now for their memories to be returned to something that once was possible for them and will be again here on Earth as they awaken to it. This is a new beginning for all who embrace the possibilities ascension provides them. Who better than those who have walked before them, the ascended masters, to help you ascend to those new possibilities? With that, let me introduce you to the ascended masters. There are many ascended masters at this time. There are certain ones known more than others. For example, on your earth, the most famous is Jesus. His mother Mary is also an ascended master. Each religion has their own set of ascended masters. Ascension has nothing to do with religious affiliation. Ascension is possible to all who embrace it. No matter what walk of life you or they have come from, this is an equal opportunity process. Those that have walked before you include Yogananda, who many of you are familiar with if you have heard of yoga. As an Indian man who introduced yoga to the Western world, he is well known within both parts of the world. He exists now on this side of the veil, ready, willing, and able to help you with specific needs of your life, including communing with God, healing, peace, and of course, yoga. Buddha, on the other hand, is older than both Jesus and Yogananda, and someone who also helps with peace, as do they. He could be called upon to assist with spiritual growth amongst his other teachings. There are those who are lesser known as well known who are called upon often or not. In either case, they are there ready, willing, and able to assist you in whatever part of life you wish. As with us, they require your asking for their help, as none of us have the right to interfere with your free will. Your free will is often what trips you up, as it is your free will to ask for help and then refuse it when it's offered. That is where you are challenged. You ask for assistance and then turn your back on it with your negative thoughts that follow your often urgent and desperate requests. If you find yourself one who falls into that category of asking and then thinking negative thoughts following your eager requests, listen to this now for the assistance you require. Ask for our help to let go of your negative and fearful thoughts. Without your willingness to let those go, we cannot break through to assist. We respect the thoughts you have, the free will you express. If you pray to God and make a specific request followed by, I wonder if and when, or could it be possible, you eliminate the fulfillment of the request. God receives the request, assigns the appropriate assistance, we get on the job, and then you cross the request off our list of fulfillment when you question it. We can only fill the requests of those who are definite in desire. Thoughts of unworthiness, or doubt of possible success are often what stand in your way of receiving the answers to your prayers. We are there to help. You are denied nothing. You are often refusing that which we try to give to you. The following is a message received from the Ascended Masters. We here, Ascended Masters, chose as a collective to speak to you at this time. Joy is having trouble with the delivery of this most profound work of hers. She has been asked to speak on our behalf and yet she falters. Why? Because there are so many skeptics in the world who wish to discount her efforts to serve and represent us, represent heaven, and bring our words of hope and solace to those who need it most. She trembles at the thought of being annihilated, even if only by words, for those efforts. You see, mankind is not an easy lot. They have walked the earth far too long, listening to the advice of others who struggle here. No one is truly free if they are living on this planet. This planet has been dark far too long for anyone to really embrace the light of day and the hopes of tomorrow. It has been held back and contained for so long that no one knows truth as it exists. It is all summation. It is all hearsay. Well, let us tell you who we are and why we are here. We are here to help you out of the darkness and into the light of day and open the door to a bright future as it lies before you. It is here for those who extend a willing embrace. We are here to serve you. Who best to serve you but those who have walked in your shoes before? Each one of us has walked this earth experiencing aspects of what you now experience in one lifetime or another. We struggled as you do with life's ups and downs. We have worried about money, tomorrow, and our families just as you do. We have, however, found a better way. We ascended. We ascended by embracing the light and love within our own hearts. The essence that lies within your own heart is the same that lies within ours. The difference is we worked a little harder or longer or sooner than you to get to where we now sit. It isn't an impossible feat to become an ascended master. It is available to you as well. It is available to all. The process of ascending is brightening the light within. It is raising the vibration at your essence, not the essence of your creation, as there is none higher, but the essence of who and where you now are. Take yourself where you now are and raise the pilot light on that just a smidgen. In doing so, you have ascended just a smidgen. Now brighten that even farther, and you will have raised your vibration even higher, allowing an ascension process to continue and raise you up. The higher the vibration, the higher you ascend. Why ascension is such a hot topic right now is that there has been much planning and preparation to help this planet and its people ascend at a rapid rate, bypassing an entire dimension. Many, such as Joy, operate between several dimensions. These dimensions or layers of perceptions are within your reach. They are part of the consciousness of all. They are available to all and grasped by but a few. You have this opportunity in mass right now to ascend to the fifth dimension of consciousness. It is this state where fear falls away. In order to embrace and attain the fifth dimension, fear must have already fallen away. Yes, it is your catch-22, so to speak. There will be no fear in the fifth dimension, but to get there, you must let it go. We are here to assist you at this time ascend. These ascension symptoms so many of you are experiencing are reflections of your past falling away. You are rising up. The life you knew is falling away. The dimensions of the old and outmoded are becoming things of the past. These past ideas and belief systems that you carry are what is holding you back from ascending. The more you are attached to the past, the more you hold on to what was. It is what was that has caused much of the fear you now carry. We can only do so much in assisting you. You have to be willing to let go. The idea of holding on to what is familiar is the very thing that is keeping you stuck in experiencing the very fears that have caused you pain and harm in the past. The suffering that is going on in the planet as we speak is made up from the past. By letting go of the past, you let go of the suffering. By holding on to the belief systems that keep the fear in place, you limit yourself in what is possible for you at this time. We are here trying to help you let go. Letting go of the past will help you move into the future that is possible for you at this time. This is what is possible for you. You may have a life with ease. You can experience a life of joy and pleasure doing the work that is divinely perfect for you and your gifts. You each have gifts that may or may not be fully expressed based on your evolvement. You are meant to live a life of joy. It isn't meant to be a struggle. Struggle is something that is part of the 3D reality. It isn't part of the fifth dimension. The fifth is one of ease, joy, peace, balance, and abundance. That is your divine right. That is the state we have achieved. That is what it means to be ascended. You have ascended to know yourself and all possibilities fully. The ascension process does not have to be a difficult one. We are here to help you navigate through it. You each have ascended masters to help you at any given time. Each religion has its own group of ascended masters serving the peoples with whom they relate. Each culture has their own group of ascended masters available to assist at a moment's notice. You each have angels that accompany you throughout your lifetime. Ascended masters have a different role. They are the keepers of the secrets and help humanity with the learning of those secrets as you are ready to learn them. It is our role to impart upon you what you are ready to learn on your path to ascension. As we learned, we had others at our disposal assisting us as we ascended. You now have us as well as them assisting you. As new recruits ascend, they in turn help others. As more and more people ascend, more and more helpers appear. We are here to serve as we also grow. There are different levels of ascension. We have grown and continue to grow, depending on our development to even greater heights. There is always something to learn. This is something you can continue to evolve. The sky's the limit, as they say. Your goals for your own ascension are often created before your birth on Earth. It is decided prior to coming here what you are ready to and willing to learn in a lifetime here on Earth. It may not be your time to ascend, although everyone on this call is being called to ascend. It is your time.